abandi ndi kuba MP bali vanga yove bakube nkoto nga abana Uganda baba uliza kwa kantu akategezo kuongeza kukubyebe yeye bintu bagalabi yabwabu galabilire ba MP kukache kwa parliament ya KBMP ya bali kunenya ababa bibi amakolero kuongeza emigende yeye bintu nga bawulire bwabu ulira ati eri amabagago kuongera emiwendo ku bintu bibali kolanga kuno kyokanga namba bago bakali kugabisa mu parliament ba MP kukache kwa nokuli Karimu Masabo wa mbali industrial city division ni Paulo Mara owa otuke bavuayo basaba banawe kitongole kyabane kulira janga ba private sector foundation Uganda balonse lwaki emigendo ku bintu nga suminti amafuta ni bwito bajongeza ni bei kyokanga ne bei yebayogerera ku kyekyo okubanga bagiretera mu mabago bakali kubitokaku.
The public is complaining. The intermediary is a cheat. Because now, what is the reason for increase when they...
Yes,
you're even holding. I think this matter, I didn't want to open it up, colleagues, because...
Yes,
Chair, on that very matter. Mm-hmm. Actually, yesterday, I bought 100 bags of cement, and each bag, I bought it at 32,000. Initially, about a month ago, it was at 30,000 or 3,500. So when I went to buy from the dealer, he told me the price had been increased by the factories. They are claiming that they are already paying an additional tax, the new tax, the tax increment. And I've seen there's a gentleman from Mukwano, even as we speak, cooking oil, have already increased the price, claiming that government has increased the tax. So I think
wait. Mr. Wabogo.
So when you look at all the commodities that are in this excise duty bill, the prices have already gone up.
Akulira ebyenkola mu ba Mukwano Group of Companies Businge Rwabwogo yakubye ati emigendo okwongeza ebintu okuli ku ngono ku bwito kiri kutiiko bantu lwakubanga emisolo bagitayirewo atyayi lwakubanga ebibali kozesa emigendo bagireze.
Is a raw material, but the government put 10% import duty. If you go back into statistics now, nobody in this country imports crude palm oil. We all went to import palm oil fraction, which is already in the tariff at 10%. Why did we do that? Because we're trying to mitigate our production costs and still put the same product on the market at an affordable price. When we ask, we are told it's government policy to try and encourage growth of the local seed oil. And it's here we're saying, encouraging local seed oil, we as Mukwano, we are doing so much in sunflower and soybean, remove excess duty on local edible oil so that people can now get it at a better price and we can also increase in our farming.